And now it's time for another edition of Conversations with Community Managers. My name is Jim Storer. I'm one of the co-founders here at the Community Roundtable, and I'm joined by my colleague, Shannon Abram. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Jim. Today we have with us Erin Winker, who is a community manager at Aetna. Erin, we'd love to have you introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about where you work and the kind of community you work with.
Sure, thank you. So I'm at Aetna, which is home-based offices in Hartford, Connecticut, which is where I work. I am partially a telecommuter worker, which means that you can telework at home a few days a week, which is a nice perk. And on the other days, I do work in the Hartford office. So I am on the social media marketing team as a content and community manager. And the communities that I help serve and work with and support are any of the audiences we have out on our existing 5 corporate social channels. So that's Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and our newest channel, which we introduced back in November of last year, is Tumblr. And so predominantly external communities outside of the Aetna community of employees. However, we do also have an internal Aetna employee community base, which is open to all Aetna employees, and it's done through the Jive platform, and it's called Aetna Connect. So that's something that our team also has a presence on, and as a broader social advertising and brand team. And then I also have started a group on there that I monitor fairly regularly, and it's taken off quite a bit with other employees, which is wonderful, and that's specific to plain language.
Fantastic. So before we dive into the questions, we just want to let everyone out there listening know that you can follow Erin on Twitter. Her handle is at @WinkerErin, at Winker Erin. Jim, do you want to lead us off with the first question?
Sure. Erin, you were at Aetna in a different role before moving into community management. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell us, you know, what surprised you the most as you transitioned into becoming a community manager?
Yeah, definitely. So I've worked for Aetna for, I think I'm going on my 12th year now, and I did work in the print side of communications for almost 8 of those years. So community management in the world of social media from a professional standpoint was certainly surprising, but in a fun and exciting way. I think the biggest thing that kind of surprised me, but again, not negatively, was just the fast pace of community management. So when you kind of become accustomed to writing letters and articles and website copy, you can maybe take a bit more time to think about things and formulate your words and all that, where when you're community managing and kind of trying to triage questions and figure out who's the right person to get the answer and making sure that you're being timely and also, you know, human and conversational, fast-paced environment is certainly something that you need to become accustomed to.
So you mentioned something that I think is really fascinating, that concept of being more human, right? And I talk to folks all the time and they say that's one of the things that they really struggle with if they went from a traditional communications role into community management, is that need to, you know, stop being a business writer and start writing more like they speak.
Yeah, so at Aetna, a big part of our brand voice is to use plain language and to be genuine and optimistic. And so that really lends itself perfectly to being human and not sounding robotic. And I, you know, it's like I mentioned briefly, it's a little easier to do that when you have more time to actually formulate what you're writing and revise it and go through that whole kind of, you know, writing and editing process. But when you're trying to respond to something in 140 characters on Twitter or a Facebook post, you know, you do have a smaller, very much more public place where you need to make sure that you really are sounding human and also just sounding like you care. And making sure that people know that, you know, you do want to help them and whatever it is that they're looking for. Because most of the time when you're working for a large brand like I do, it's these people in your, you know, in your communities want to interact with the brand, and so you're the representative that can help do that.
So, and this is maybe a third follow-up question, but you said, you know, it's fascinating that you were in print for so long, transitioned into community management. I think there are probably a lot of folks that have done traditional communications work or traditional marketing work that either by choice or not by choice are being thrust into the community world. Do you have any advice you'd give someone making that transition, either willingly or unwillingly, that might be able to help them out?
So I would just say, you know, reading and learning and following other people who are parts of communities is beneficial and could, you know, definitely open you up to people that could potentially help you. I didn't have any experience being a community manager before I became one, and I certainly didn't actually know too many people that did that. So my situation was perhaps a bit unique that I talk a lot and happened to just be having lunch with a former colleague of mine who worked with somebody who did internal community management, and I didn't know her, but I'd always talked about how I found that job interesting and kind of kept hearing about it, wanted to learn more about it, was definitely looking to get out of the print communication world because I'd been doing it for so long. And so just talked to her about it, and she introduced me to somebody else who I know you guys know well, Lauren Vargas, and she happened to give me an opportunity to try it. So it was a bit of luck, I think, and timing, but I would say for somebody who's looking to branch into that and doesn't have any experience, just talking to as many people as you can to learn about what the job entails and, you know, see what their advice is for you. But, you know, reading books, following people on social networks, really just talking is, I think, the best advice that I would give.
And as you've jumped into community management, have you figured out what your superpower is yet when it relates to community?
So I think probably it's not too different from what I guess if I had to coin a super term, a superpower in the print world, I'd have to say it's probably being the brand voice / grammar police, I guess, for lack of a better term. I'm always somebody who is like a stickler for making sure people aren't using acronyms. I can't tell you how many times I've seen somebody come back and say that they don't know what DM is. And, you know, if you have the character space, writing out direct message is only going to help somebody so they don't have to ask you another question. So I think just like making sure that you remember that not everybody has the same knowledge and experience that you do is important. So assume that perhaps people don't know things and give them the information up front.
This is another semi-related question. You've mentioned plain language a few times, and some people in our audience might not know about the plain language movement. Can you share with them what plain language is and why it can be so powerful in both community building and general communication?
Sure. So it really is just a way to communicate in a manner that people can, you know, understand you, whether it's through reading something that you've written or listening to you speak the first time they either read it or hear it. So one of the principles of plain language is to spell out acronyms, spell out abbreviations, use familiar words. When you're writing longer pieces, break copy up with whether it's a subhead or use bullets and lists. Give people, examples of things, and sometimes explaining complex terms might take a little bit more time, and it might be a few more sentences to do that. But if you can get somebody to understand something by you giving an example, then they don't have to come back and, you know, ask more questions about what that phrase is that they may or may not know. So it's really avoiding, from both a community and like a corporate world and even just in many industries, avoiding jargon, avoiding terms that are probably common within the world that you live and work in, but perhaps, so to my point about DM, like that's a very common Twitter phrase or acronym, but not everybody who's on Twitter might not all know what that means.
Great points and great advice. Erin, thank you so much for taking the time with us today. This has been a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll see you around the CR network.
Yeah, thank you for having me.